This is Rhema for today.
That 10th verse is very interesting. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. Now, that's the same word that back up here in this 4th verse. It's in the plural, griefs. He hath borne our pains. Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus was literally sick, that he had cancer or tuberculosis anymore when the Bible said he made him sin, that he committed adultery or killed somebody. But it was laid on him. Amen? I said amen.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Incline Thine Ear.
I remember a Methodist minister. I was preaching up in Pennsylvania, and a Methodist pastor said to me, I was teaching something along this line. He said to me, Brother Hagin, he said, Pastor of United Methodist Church, and incidentally, he's charismatic, filled with the Spirit, spoke with tongues. His church was cooperating with the seminar I was. Well, in fact, there were 7 Methodist churches cooperating with the seminar I was conducting. A couple of Presbyterian churches, one independent Pentecostal church, and all the rest of them were denomination churches. About 8 of them, all of them. And so he said to me, I was on the, when they translated the new American version, I was on the committee, you see, because that's one of my majors was Hebrew, you know, in seminary. And there were 7 of us to translate and to the Old Testament out of the Hebrew into English, American Revised Version, the new one, you see, that in more recent years they have translated. And so he said, we all took an oath that we would translate it as close over into the English as possible, as it's possible to say it. So he said, when we got to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, this Methodist pastor said to me, we wanted to translate it literally the way it reads. Surely he hath borne our sickness and carried our diseases. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Now remember, there's 7 of them on the committee, on this panel, that is. And so he said, they were 3 of us that wanted to translate it literally the way it literally reads. And the other 4 said, oh, we can't afford to do that. Because if we do, we'll play right into the hands of these folks that believe in divine healing. And that's strange. They admitted themselves, if you literally translate the Bible, you'll play right into the hands of these folks that believe in divine healing. And so he said, we took a vote on it, see, and it was 4-3 to not translate it that way. And so the 3 of us resigned from the panel. We said, well, we took an oath that we would translate it according, you know, in English as it's written in Hebrew. And so we can't violate our conscience. And so they resigned from the panel. Now he said, and if you got one, I've got one over my library. He said, after we resigned, they put 3 more people in our place. They did make a concession. I've got one of them, the new American Revised Version. And at the bottom of the page, you see, they go ahead up here in the text and translate it, surely hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. But they got another number 1 and number 2 up there by grief and sorrow. And at the bottom of the page, they got a footnote. And they said the Hebrew words translated grief is also translated, you know, in the Old Testament, it's translated sickness and disease and the other word disease. So at least they did make a little effort that direction. But thank God, you wouldn't have to know a thing in the world about Hebrew. I tell folks sometimes I don't know a thing about Hebrew, homebrew, any other kind of brew. But I can read, praise God. Amen. But all you got to do is just read the King James translation. Because I believe Matthew's inspired by the Spirit of God to write his gospel, don't you? And so the Holy Ghost then said through Matthew, amen, that Isaiah said himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now we read here also that he took our sins. Thank God he did. He laid on him the iniquity of us all. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. That 10th verse is very interesting. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. Now, that's the same word that back up here in this 4th verse. It's in the plural, griefs. He hath borne our pains. Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus was literally sick, that he had cancer or tuberculosis anymore when the Bible said he made him sin, that he committed adultery or killed somebody. But it was laid on him.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
I said amen. So he's not a sinner, and he wasn't a sick person. That is, he didn't have cancer or something. But our diseases and sicknesses, see, the cause of them was laid on him, just like our sins and diseases was laid on him. And so then, he sums it up in that fifth verse by saying, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, hallelujah. And again, there's a little number there by the word stripes in my Bible. I look over in the margin, said Hebrew said, with his bruise or bruises, we are healed. Praise God. So then, Matthew said that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, that's plain enough for anyone to understand. Now, of course, folks who do not believe that, they'll say, well, he did take those people's sickness and he bore their diseases, you know, the people he ministered to there, but not ours. Well, if he didn't bear my sickness and my diseases, what right have I got to believe that he bore my sins? No, Jesus was sent to the whole world for all time. And whatever he bought and whatever he secured through his death, burial, and resurrection belongs to the whole world, praise God, all of us, for all time. And so you just can't separate the two of them. They belong to us. And I don't know about you, but I love to tell this story because it was the way I paraphrase it, it was a great blessing to me and has been a blessing all these years to me because, you see, I saw a truth and accepted it and said it and have walked in the light of it then for all these years. It's been a reality in me. I read World War II was over in 1945. I read this in 1947 in one of the religious periodicals of our nation. And this little woman in London, England, you know, the war was just over. And during the war, well, the German planes would come over and drop their bombs upon the city. People would make their way to the air raid shelter. And so one night, the neighbors noticed this little woman wasn't with them because every night the planes coming over, every night the air raid sirens are sounding. But she wasn't with them. And they wondered. But they were busy in the daytime because they had, you know, a lot of damage had done. Planes, bombs had fallen. They were cleaning up, you know, and everybody busy. Second night, she wasn't with them. Third night, she didn't come. Well, they asked, anybody seen her? No. Well, maybe she's been killed. Others thought maybe she'd been injured in the hospital. Others thought maybe she had moved away to the country to escape the bombs. But the fourth day, one of the neighbors saw her on the street and said, oh, we're glad to see you back. Oh, she said, what do you mean, glad to see me back? I've been in her. Well, they said the last 3 nights you haven't been to the air raid shelter when the planes come over, the bombs are falling, the air raid sirens sound, everybody's supposed to go to the air raid shelter. No, she said, I sure haven't. Well, where have you been? Said, nowhere. What do you do? Said, I just stay home in bed and sleep. Well, aren't you afraid? No, she said, I was reading in the Bible where it said God neither slumbers nor sleeps. And I just thought, well, there's no use of he and I both staying awake. Now, when I read that, I thought like this. I read in the Bible where he himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses, and I decided there wasn't any need of he and I both bearing them. Because he bore them, I'm free. I said, because he bore them, I'm free. Now, some folks would say, well, now you know, our redemption is not complete yet, so over during the millennium, well, we'll be free from sickness and disease, you know. And then we'll inherit that part of it then. Well, if that's true, then there's a part of redemption that won't do us any good as far as the church is concerned because we can't be sick anyway because we'll have a new body fashioned like unto his glorious body or glorified body. No, thank God what Jesus came to purchase for us and bear for us belongs to us in this world and in this life where we live here now. Amen. Now then, let's turn over again and incline our ear to some other scriptures. Turn to John's Gospel. The 10th chapter. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Well, that's what we're doing. Praise God, we're inclining our ears unto his sayings. And right here are the very words of Jesus. You'll notice that if you have a Bible, for instance, where his words are printed in red. Now, Jesus is speaking. He said in John 10, John, we'll start reading with the 10th verse of the 10th chapter of John's Gospel. Now, notice. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, what he's doing is contrasting his works with the works of the devil. You know, it's just so clear and plain. You wonder how people fail to see it, stumble over truth. They'll think, you know, that maybe God put this on me. Well, God's not a thief. He's talking about the devil and he talks about the thief. God's not a thief.
That's right.
The thief cometh not but to steal. See, sickness is a thief. It steals health. It steals money we need for other things. Thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that means that they might be protected and saved both spiritually and physically. Just got through reading that in Isaiah. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. Thank God he is. Amen.
Amen.
I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD, How to Grow in Love, along with his book titled The Healers in Your House. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Finally, we have Kenneth E. Hagin's DVD, Bringing Back the King. All these items are for the special price of only $30. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
I think we're going to have a bunch of lights.
We are.
Yes.
It's hard to believe.
It's almost Christmas time.
There is concessions. There's all kinds of things that are going to happen.
We're going to turn those Christmas lights on Wednesday, November 3rd, the 26th.
Yes.
So, hey, I know that many of you come to see the lights, just reminding you about it. You can start making preparation for your trips to come in. They come in here from Arkansas, Kansas,
yes,
Texas, all over the place to see these lights.
They are
spectacular.
Monday, Kenneth Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. Have a great weekend.